Take your Bible, if you will, please, and turn to the book of Micah. The book of Micah. I know you didn't even know that book was in the Bible. The book of Micah. And if you need to go to the index at the front of your Bible and figure out where it's at, Micah chapter 7. Boys and girls, you'll need to be real, real quiet. It's not talking time. It's listening time. Micah chapter number 7. Once you find Micah 7, I want you to find verse number 7. Verse number 7, and once you have found it, please stand with me. The sermon tonight is called, When I Fall, I Shall Arise. When I fall, I shall arise. Micah chapter 7, I'm going to read it to you, starting with verse number 7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I've sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is my enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her, now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets, if you'll look back at me. I wish I could tell you the stories of what people in our church have been through. I can't. I would never reveal some of the private challenges of life. But I want to say to our congregation, I'm proud of you. I won't tell your stories, but you can go to any section in this full house tonight, and there are people that have been beat up in life. There are people that have taken hits in life. There are people in here that at some point in their ministry and life going by, they wondered if they'd have a ministry. They wondered if they would ever see the excitement of church again and that they would ever see God moving in their life again. But God's moving. And God's doing something with them. The sermon tonight, I want it to be a blessing to you, but I also want it to be a challenge to you. It's called, When I Fall, I Shall Arise. When I Fall, I shall arise. Father, bless us, help us, strengthen us. Help the children to be still and attentive. Help us all to absorb the truth. And Father, if we don't need this tonight, we will need it someday. Some, the truth of tonight will be a blessing because they will have been through the process that I'll describe. And they've seen you bring them through it successfully. God, speak to us tonight through thy Holy Spirit, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The man here is, the prophet is Micah, and he had fallen. Children, look, right up here. I want you to sit back. I want you to be real quiet. And you're good. You're good kids. I'm not upset with you. But now let's not talk at all. You listen real, real carefully and look right up here at me. And that goes for you deacons, too. The prophet was Micah. He was down. He had fallen. And this is what he said in Micah chapter 7, verse 7. He said, I will look. In that same verse, he said, I will wait. In verse 8, he said, I will fall. In verse 8, he said, I will arise. Then he said, I will bear the indignation of my situation. And then he said, I shall behold. Now let me say, this sermon is to everybody, every age person, every marital status, every educational level. I want you to hear the sermon, When I Fall, I Shall Arise. Let me define the word fall to you. It means when I'm down. It means it's not just when we've sinned, but that's included in this, but when I'm down. Hey, maybe when I've fallen into sin. Maybe I've fallen by mistake. Maybe I'm down due to a heartache. Maybe I'm down due to a heartbreak. Maybe I've been knocked down by the enemy. Maybe I feel a bit like a parental failure. Maybe I feel like I'm a financial failure. Maybe I feel like I've got a business failure on my hands. Maybe I quit. Maybe I got hit. And I'm going through a time of bereavement, and death has entered the arena of my life, and I got sucker punched by the devil, and something hit me, and I didn't realize I would lose a loved one. Maybe I've been knocked down in an attack. Maybe I'm just discouraged. But Micah said, I was down. He said, when I sin, I shall arise. He said, when I fall, Micah said, I shall arise. He said, when I make a mistake, I shall arise. He said, when I quit, I shall arise. He said, when I'm down due to a heartbreak, I shall arise. When I feel like I'm a failure, maybe as a parent, I shall arise. He said, when I experience a business failure, I shall arise. When I feel like maybe I've given up, I shall arise. When I grieve the loss of a loved one, I shall arise. When I get knocked down by somebody else that ran right over me in life, I shall arise. When I'm discouraged, Mike is saying, I shall arise. Hey, when my ministry takes a hit, I shall arise. And again, let me say, in this building, there are all sorts of people that have taken some pretty major hits in life. And the truth is, you might say, it's a miracle I'm even in church tonight. It's a miracle I'm serving God tonight. But I will tell you something. God promises us that if we get knocked down, He can get us back up. And there are times when you and I feel like there's no way in the world we could ever be used of God again. Would we ever have the joy of God in our life again? Would we ever be productive again? Will we ever do something for God? But Micah is living proof. He said, you knock me down, I'll get back up. And that's exactly what happens in Micah's life. I've noticed that every great man and great woman in the Bible, everybody gets down some. Everybody gets knocked down. They fall down. They throw themselves down. There's all sorts of reasons why we go down. But I notice all of them went through it. Noah sinned. And he got down. But he rose back up. Paul made a mistake and took a Jewish vow that he shouldn't have taken, and he went down. But Paul, he rose up. David had a heartache with Absalom, and that did not, it knocked him down, but he rose up. The prophet Jeremiah quit, and he said, I'm not going to talk about God anymore. But then he said, you know what? The word of God got to burning in my heart. He said, I can't keep my mouth shut. So he went down, but he got back up. Joseph was attacked by his brothers, and he went down, but he rose up. Elijah got discouraged and quit and went to hide underneath a juniper tree and was licking his wounds, but he got back up. Hosea's relationship and his relationships of life were very heartbreaking for him. He suffered a terrible disloyalty, but he rose up. Job suffered like no man had ever suffered, and it pushed him down, but he said, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. And Job got back up. Ezekiel had lost his wife, and his wife died. And he said, I don't know if I can do it, but the Bible says he got up the next morning, he went down to do what he was supposed to do for God, and he rose up. Now, in this passage of Scripture, Micah said, he said, when I fall, I shall arise. Now, I don't think Micah wanted to fall. I don't think Micah planned to fall. But Micah knew enough about life. He said, look, I might be up right now, but I'll get knocked down. Now, folks, I want to just tell you all something. If you've never been down, you will be. You will be. The longer you live, the more you realize, if you don't knock yourself down, somebody will knock you down. And you say, well, I don't have any enemies. Well, you will have. And just so you know, it doesn't always have to be your enemies that knock you down. Sometimes it's your friends. Oh my, what happens in life? But Micah says in that passage of Scripture, he said, I will fall. I don't think he was prophesying. I don't think he knew he was going to go out and do something stupid. I don't think he said, you know, I got a bank robbery going on in my brain right now. No, I think he knew enough about life. He had lived long enough that he said, I'll get knocked down and I know it. Or I'll fall down and I know it. Or I'll do something stupid and I know it. But he said, I know the Scripture, and if I go down, I'm planning on getting back up. Now, let me tell you all something. I in my life decided a long time ago, I want to do what I do. I want to serve Jesus till the day I die. Well, if you see me having a rough week, I hope real shortly after that, you see, I didn't stay down. Oh, we're all going to struggle. And let me tell you what happens on these things where we get knocked down or go down or knock ourselves down or throw ourselves down. Sometimes it comes so often as a surprise to us. You know, it's a bright, shiny day. It's a good day in life, and then something hits you. And you say, I didn't even see that coming. Wow. Finances are going well, and all of a sudden you take a big hit. You had good health, and then all of a sudden you find out you don't have such good health. When you don't expect it, somehow you fall down, you get knocked down, you get kicked down, you get thrown down, and it comes unexpectedly. Suddenly, you have a heartbreak that you wouldn't have predicted. Suddenly, hey, you didn't see the car accident coming. You didn't see the attack on your character coming. Suddenly, the doctor report is not what you expected. Hey, suddenly, your child does something dumb or breaks your heart. Or you do something dumb and you break your child's heart. Suddenly, the death of a loved one comes. And you know, so many times in life, we're traveling along and everything's smooth and we get hit. We were not expecting the hit. The devil's pretty good at that. He creeps in there, and he likes that element of surprise. But Micah said, when I fall, I shall arise. And again, he said this. He said, I will look, I will wait. I'm sure I'll fall, but I will arise. I'll bear the indignation of my situation, and I shall behold. Stay with me, and let me take this little passage of Scripture apart and put it back together for us. Folks, all will fall. All will fall. The outline is right there in the book of Micah. Now listen, I don't want you to fall. You shouldn't want me to fall. None of us should want anybody to fall. But I just got to tell you, everybody's going to have down times. And remember, we may do it to ourselves. Somebody may do it to us. And I'm not saying that you have to go into what we'd call wicked sin, but I gotta tell you something, all sin's wicked. We somehow think, well, that's a little one and that's a big one. Well, to God, they're all big ones and it's all bad. You will experience some sort of a fall in life. It may come because of the devil's attack. You may have a fall of attitude. You may have a fall in regard to your walk with God. You may have a tragic fall in the result of sin or of the result of sin. It may be a self-inflicted fall. It may be that you're pushed by another. But everybody here, you're going to have a down time. You may be in that down time right now. You may be desperate for what I'm going to teach tonight. Some of you, you may have come out of that down time, and probably if you did successfully, it is by way of process of what I'll teach tonight, whether you knew it or not, God got you back up. Some of you, you may fall someday, but you will fall. And I'm going to tell you this, we will find out what you're made of. Look, anybody can keep going when it's sunny and bright. Anybody can keep going when the finances are there. Anybody can keep going when we're healthy. Anybody can keep going when we're all lovey-dovey and everybody likes each other and it's a beautiful day when the weather's just right. But folks, you'll find out what you're made of when the hit comes. You'll find out what you're made of when the struggle comes. And I've got to tell you something. I really do believe this. I was telling someone that I love very much this week. I was telling him, look, sometimes it's not the incident that's the issue. It's how will you respond to the incident. Everybody's going to go through the incidents of life. Everybody's going to go through the hits of life. Everybody's going to go through the burdens of life. And I don't think always it is the burden or the hit or the pain. I think it is God watching. How will we respond? How will we act when we take the hit? Because everybody's going to take hits. What makes you a great Christian is not what hit you. What makes you a great Christian is how you respond, how you react when you take the hit. And the devil comes along and he hits you real hard. Watch how you behave. Watch how you respond. Everybody takes hits. The great Christians are the ones that take the hit and they take it the right way. But all will fall. Falls don't make us. They merely reveal to us what we already are. When you face a tragedy, self-inflicted or not, that fall is revealing of what you are. You get to watch. Hey, some Christians go through a tough time. You get to see what they're made of. You know what, Brother Mike? I don't think anybody was shocked about when Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, how he behaved. Why? The lion's den did not make Daniel. The lion's den revealed what Daniel already was. Hey, I got two mics now. I don't have a mic over here, do I? Okay. But let me tell you something. When the hit came, Daniel behaved. Am I shocked how Jesus behaved when he went through the time of the crucifixion? No. The crucifixion didn't make Jesus what he was. The crucifixion revealed to people what he already was. And folks, when you take a hit, it reveals what you are. And in a way, the hit's a blessing. You say, why? Well, the hit will help you to fix what's broken. But this is what Micah said. I'll fall. And then he said this. If you fall, he said, I will look to the Lord. So he said, if I fall, I'm going to look to the Lord. Folks, when you take the hit, whether it's self-inflicted or inflicted otherwise, whether it's a burden, a tragedy, or a sin, when you see you've taken a fall, when you've gone down, look to the Lord. Why? You say, well, why should I? Because the human race sometimes does, they don't understand. But God always understands. Wouldn't it be great if we could explain to the whole human race everything that we went through and everything that's going on and everything that we're facing? But we can't. We can't, and we'd be way too busy explaining all the time anyway. How do we do that? But I'll tell you something. God understands. And I'm sorry, I apologize on behalf of the human race. You can go through something, and the human race that was supposed to love you, they can turn on you, they can stab you in the back, and they can talk bad about you. But let me tell you, God, He always loves you. So Micah said, I'll fall, I know I will. But then he said, hey, when I do go down, whether it's attitude or in sin or whatever it is, I will look to the Lord. You may feel all alone when you go down, when you fall. But I've got news for you. God's still there. God won't forsake you. Look to the Lord. He will help you to arise. So Micah said, I will fall. It's going to happen. He said, I will look to the Lord when I fall. Thirdly, I like this. He said, I will wait. He said, I will wait. I think Micah knew that the sun would rise again. You know, when you first take a hit, it's dark. It's gloomy. It's lonely. And when you take a hit, whatever it is, self-inflicted, the devil attack, somebody hurts you, whatever it is, you take the initial hit and it gets very dark very fast. You begin to wonder, can I do this? Can I make it? Has God forgotten me? Have I been forsaken? Will I ever see the light of day again? Can my heart take the pressure? Why is it so dark? This is what Micah said. He said, I'll wait. We're not staying here. The load will lift. I tell a lot of people, when you take a hit, don't make a lot of decisions immediately. You say, why? Your decision maker just got beat up. Let things come. Have you ever had one of those days where you're thinking, oh, this is so terrible. I don't know if I'm going to make it through the night. And then you fall asleep, wake up the next morning and say, why was I acting like that? You know, I think we're going to make it. I think that God can figure it out. Isn't it amazing how God can do a healing and how God can step in? And you might have said, well, I'll tell you what, a good night's sleep will take care of everything. A good night of sleep while God is working with mercy on your behalf is what does it. It's God working on your behalf. So he said, look, he said, I may take a fall. I mean, we all do. He said, but if I do, I'm looking to the Lord. And then I will wait upon God. Now, the load will lift. That's what he meant. I will wait. You got to keep on going. Let me recommend something to you. If you ever take a hit in life, keep teaching your Sunday school class. I'll tell you what people do. They'll take a hit and they start resigning everything right away. I'll resign this. I'll resign that. I'll resign this. Well, you might wake up and say, I shouldn't resign that stuff. You know, when you're in that dark moment and you're saying, oh, I'll never live through it all. Then 2 days later, you figure out it wasn't as dark and it wasn't as long as what you thought. But now you've resigned and you walked away from your responsibilities. Keep your route. Hey, go to work. Go to work. Here's what happens. Again, I was counseling somebody the other day. Somebody had come to me and they said, Pastor, and nobody in this room, but they came to me and they said, Pastor, I didn't have enough money. And I knew I did something stupid. So I wrote a bad check to someone. I thought I was going to beat it. I didn't have enough money to pay a bill, so I wrote the check. Then I got in trouble. Then I ended up with a misdemeanor on my record because I wrote that bad check. This is what he told me. He said, then I got depressed.
I didn't go to work for 2 or 3 days. I said, now, Doc, you do understand that if there's not enough money and you don't go to work, you're not solving the problem, right? He said, I do now. But you know what we do? We take a hit, and then we stop doing the things that will keep us going in life. What the world says is, you take a hit, take a couple weeks off work. I'd say if you take a hit, go into work. It'll keep you busy. It'll keep you productive. Be careful. Too much time licking your wounds will just make you a wound licker. That doesn't sound so good, does it? You know what a dog will do? Dog will lay there and lick every wound it's got. Listen, Micah said, I'll wait. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to get through this. I will wait. He will deliver me. God knows what He's doing. See, you may sit in the valley of life for a moment, but you will need to start up that mountain again soon. A professional boxer told me this. I had taken a beating in life, in my ministry, and I was talking to a godly preacher who's a boxer, and he said this. He said, you know what, Brother Owens? He said, if you ever take a beating, you know what a boxer does? If he gets hit and he gets knocked down, he said, if he's not careful, his opponent's watching for him to get back up so he can sock him again while he's a little delirious. He said, so a good boxer's taught to do this. If you get knocked down, you got a 10 count. Get up on one knee, let everybody know you're getting up, catch your wind, take your 9 count, get up, and bust his head down his throat. Folks, there's some of you, you're down and you're just laying there. You're going to take the 10 count if you're not careful. You need to say, I'm going to keep going. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. You can arise. You say, well, preacher, it's dark right now. Okay, work in the dark. Work in the dark. Feel your way forward. When I get up at night, I'm not trying to be uncouth. If I get up at night and I would like to go to the washroom, I do not turn all the lights on the way. Why? That'll wake me up even more. And I didn't want to be awake in the first place. So what do you do? And for the most part, I find it. You got that slow boat, but you got it. Listen, when it's dark, try to keep moving forward. Fear will paralyze if you're not careful. You say, but preacher, I can't see. I want to tell you something. To be honest, you don't have to see. You just have to see the one who sees. And you can trust God. You keep going forward for God. You don't do what, you know, they say the ostrich sticks his head in the ground. You're not going to get anywhere that way. Listen, Micah said, I'll wait. I know God's going to deliver me. So he said, I'll fall. Everybody does. He said, and when I do, I'll look to the Lord. And then I'm willing to wait for God's deliverance, and I will just keep moving. Then, this is what he said. He said, I will bear the indignation, is how he put it. I will bear the indignation. You say, well, what exactly might that mean? Well, what he's saying here is, okay, let's say that you fell because of sin. If I have sinned, I will bear my punishment, and I will take my spanking like a big boy. I'll take it. Like a man. We don't live in a generation that takes responsibility for their behavior. We live in the generation of pass the buck. Every marriage that's broken, it's their spouse's fault. Hey, you just have people work for you. You have people work for you and they break a piece of equipment. I'm going to promise you, it's always the equipment. There's nothing like leaving one place of employment and going someplace else. When you leave, everybody in the place where you work are going to blame everything they can on you now that you're gone. Look, you know what Micah said? I will bear the indignation. In other words, he said, okay, if I goofed up, okay, I goofed up. I'll have to admit to it. I won't spend all my time blaming others. But let's say it's not. Maybe it wasn't sin. Maybe someone gets knocked down and they didn't expect it. It just came, or the devil, or somebody knocked them down, or it's just a burden in life that they have to carry. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to say, I will bear the load of this. I will. Now, you need to settle the fact God loves you, and God would never give you anything to carry that you cannot carry. But Micah said, I'm going to look this thing right in the eye. I've got to carry a weight. I don't really want to carry the weight, but I got to carry the weight, and I will carry the weight. He's not a quitter. He's not backing out. He's not got his tail between his legs. He's not running. He said, I will bear the heartache. I will. In other words, he's saying, I don't want to, but I'll take it. I'm just going to take it. Folks, you can make it if you will take it. He said, I will endure. I will hang in there. I will outlast this. I will, I'll say to my burden, you may have knocked me down, but you will not keep me down. You say, I'm at the end of my rope. Then you know the old saying, tie a knot and hang on. Listen, I think Micah was saying, God, I'm not going to get bitter with you because I'm facing a burden. Everybody faces burdens. I'm not going to get bitter with you, God. I'm not going to get mad at you, God. I just plan to take it. Now, some of you, I know you say, but I want God to bail me out. God will bail you out when it's bailing out time. But what God wants to hear from you is, God, I love you enough. I love you. I'm in. God, do I have to bear this for a week? Do I have to bear it for 2 weeks? I'm in. Do I have to bear it for a month? I'm in. I think everybody wants to make a deal with God. God, you give me what I want and I'll serve you. It's not supposed to work that way. It's God, you need to have the attitude Job had. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. But here's Micah. And Micah said, he said, look, I will go down either self-inflicted or inflicted by another. And when I do go down, I will look to the Lord. And then I'm going to have the patience. I'm going to wait. I'll just keep moving forward. And I will decide right then and there, I will bear the pressure. If it's self-inflicted, life-inflicted, devil-inflicted, I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to take it. I'm going to make it. There's some of you, you just need to make the decision. I'm going to take it. I'm going to make it. You say, preacher, when will it let up? Sorry, I'm not God. Can't tell you. But God knows when it'll let up. So I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to see light at the end of the tunnel. You have to see the light, which is Jesus Christ, that will get you through the tunnel, no matter how dark it is. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Then, you know what he said? He said, I shall arise. He said, when I fall, I shall arise. And that's the title of the sermon. When I fall, I shall arise. When I go down, self-inflicted, when I go down, devil-inflicted, when I go down, an unexpected burden, I will arise. He didn't say this. I'll consider arising dependent on the benefit. No, he said, I will arise. He didn't say, I may arise. He said, I will arise. He didn't say, well, I could arise. He said, I will arise. He didn't say, I might arise. He said, I will arise. He didn't say, I'm going to give consideration to this arising thing. No, he said, I shall arise. And so, you know, I do not believe that that was an arrogant statement by Micah. I don't think that. I think that was Micah claiming a promise of God. Where God said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I don't think Micah was running around with his chest puffed out saying, I'll get up, I'm tough. I think Micah said, I'll get up, God's tough, God promised me, he'd help me up, I'm getting up, not because of who I am, but because of who he is, I will not stay down, I will arise. I'll get up. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I will get back up. Hey, enemy of mine, don't rejoice too much. You might have knocked me down, but I'm not staying down. And it's not because I'm special, but I serve a special God. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. He said, look, you can bear this, you can make it, you can take it. I promise you, I'll give you the strength to go through what you have to go through. Keep moving forward, even if it's so dark you can't see. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the light, and we will get you through this. And again, I do not think for a moment that Micah was being arrogant. I think Micah was claiming Scripture that said, if you get knocked down, your God can get you back up. And I realize all of us go through times where we wonder, can I make it through this? Can I face this? Can I bear this? Can I carry the load? And sometimes it just comes at you. You get hit from the right. Then you get hit from the left. And then you get one straight in the face. Then somebody comes along and thumps you in the back of the head, and you're thinking, good gravy, I'm getting it from every angle. Well, let me promise you something. If you look up, our God, He knows what's going on, and He can get you through this. You see, Micah said, I will fall, but I will look to the Lord. I will wait on His deliverance. I will bear the indignation. I'll take it. If I have to take it for a while, I'll take it. Because I will arise. And then it said, I shall behold. I shall behold. And I'll explain that to you in just a moment. And this is not just because of our sin. There are so many things that knock us down in life. But God said, whatever comes your way, decide that you will become better because of it. You will increase your spirituality because of it. God has never intended that any burden or heartache take you down and get you away from Him. That means they're all intended to make you better, to make you stronger, and somehow, maybe even to help us. And remember, folks, I do not think it's the big occurrences of life that are the issue. It's how you and I respond to the occurrence of life. That's what will make you or break you. You can bear it. You can take it. I love it. He said, I shall arise. If you're here tonight and you say, you know, preacher, I've taken some hits. My family's taken some hits. I've taken some hits. And I know there are people that have watched me and I've had some hard times and I was down, and I know people knew that I was down, and boy, I felt like I was at the end of my rope more than one occasion. Boy, preacher, I wondered if God would ever use me again. I wonder if I'd ever sit in church again and enjoy church, and I wondered if I'd ever enjoy singing the songs of God. I wonder if I'd ever have strong faith again, and I wondered if I'd ever see God working in my life again, and I wondered if I'd ever have hope that I would be used of God again. And preacher, I've just wondered that over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. There's some of you, what you need to do, and not in an arrogant way, claim the Scripture, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And what you need to say, if I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, I need to make a declaration. And if you don't make it to anybody but yourself, you need to say, I will arise. I will get up. I am not going to lay there and let the world trample me. I'm not going to lay there and let the devil mock me. I'm not going to let the devil win. I'm not going to let my heartache win. I'm not going to let that health issue win. I'm not going to let my enemy win. I'm getting up. I will get up. And I don't mean arrogantly. And I don't mean cocky. And I don't mean in any way like that. I'm talking about you are God's servant and God needs you, and He needs you on the firing line, and you say to God, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. You told me I could. You told me you would see me through this. Can I tell you something? If anybody's ever looked at you critically, if you've ever worried about what people thought because you were down, they need to see you get up. They need to see you get up. Everybody here has somebody that's watching you. Whether you're a child or a teenager, if you go down, and we all will, get up. People need to see it. Let me tell you, even some of you parents, let me tell you something. Look, if your kids have watched you even struggle in your marriage, I tell you something that's important? They need to see you make the comeback. Kids need to watch comebacks. They need to watch that. Why? Well, they'll probably have some bumps along the way too, huh? Well, it'll help them. You can bear it. You can take it. I'll read a passage of Scripture to you and we'll be on our way. I don't know how close those two statements are going to be connected, but Revelation chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "And when they shall have finished their testimony," and so you know, this is from the book of Revelation. It's end time happenings, occurrences, prophecy, if you will. Revelation chapter 7, verse 10, it says, "And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom of Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and the kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. They that dwell on the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelled on the earth." Let me explain. In the end times, God sends a couple of preachers back in the end times trying to fight the evil. I believe it's Elijah and Enoch. And these guys, they're preaching the righteousness of God and preaching against the false prophet and preaching the goodness of God and the love of God. And the two prophets, Elijah and Enoch, they get killed. They're laying in the street. Get this. Let me tell you how evil it's going to be in that day. These two prophets, they were preaching righteousness. Now they're dead, lying in the streets. Television cameras, internet, it's being cast all around the world that God's two preachers are dead. They did not drag them out of the street and bury them on day one. They didn't drag them out of the street and bury them on day two. They didn't drag them out of the street and bury them on day three. They get about halfway through the next day. And you know what, Brother Jerry? The Bible actually says there are people, they're throwing parties because the preacher's dead. There have been people probably throw a couple parties about me, I think, one time or another. I mean, if you listen to the Scripture, they're actually exchanging gifts because they're so happy that the old-time religion preacher's dead. He's down. But there's a problem. They knew about Micah. And 3.5 days in, Enoch nudged Elijah, and Elijah nudged Enoch and said, "You ready for this?" Somebody on camera said, "I think I seen a move." Somebody else said, You're seeing things." I think Elijah winked at Enoch, and Enoch looked back and got a big smile on their face and said, "Let's get up." The Bible says they got up and the whole world trembled. Why? They had arisen. And Jesus Christ had been in the grave for those days. And people said, "We've got him. He's down. He's down for the count." And he said, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I'm going to get up." And Micah got up. And Enoch got up. And Elijah got up. And Jesus Christ got up. Now get up, Christian. Get up, Christian. Get up, Christian. You know, it's been my privilege through the years. I have dealt with many, many Christians that come to my church that have had the snot knocked out of them. People that have been beat up in life. People that have been through the terrors and the horrors of life. You would wonder, can you get a church going with a whole bunch of beat up people that kind of hobble along in life? Let me tell you something. God can use people like that if they'll by faith claim the fact that God will help them to be resurrected and help them to be somebody and to get something done. Hey, Twin Rivers Baptist Church, we're at the threshold of something big. You might look around and say, "Well, we're just a whole bunch of beat up people. I mean, we've been kicked around and left for dead. There were people that counted us out and thought we'd never be of any use for God." Let me tell you something. Don't give up. God said, "You can arise. You can arise." I don't want to say it arrogantly. There have been times when I felt like the devil had just kicked the life out of me. And I would lay there for a moment and I would say, "Wow, whew, I am wore out. I am tired. I don't know if I can fight anymore. But somewhere a long time ago, I was taught, don't quit. Get up on one knee, catch your breath, and you can arise. And I don't know where you're at in your Christian life. If you say, preacher, everything's smooth. A sermon like this doesn't affect me. Let me warn you, you will need this sermon. There's some of you, you say, preacher, I am beat up right now. I feel like I'm bleeding out. You can arise. Some of you, you can look back and say, you know what? I remember some times when I just wondered if I could take another day. But you know what? God brought you through. I looked around this congregation with the exception of one or two. When we were singing, Make Me a Blessing, you were smiling. There was an energy in the room. God was moving. You know what? A whole bunch of beat up people that been knocked down over and over and over again are having revival. Might I say to the devil, don't count us out. We might be a bunch of damaged and, in your opinion, worthless people. But we got a great God. And he said, I could use you if you just get up and keep going. I said, well, I'm not special. But there's one thing I can do. I can get back up. I can't choose how much he uses me, but I can get back up. And I wish you'd be able to look the devil right square in the eye and say, I'm up. Thank God, I'm up. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never been saved, I welcome you to the Savior. You come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. If you're here tonight and you say, wow, I've been beat up. I've been kicked on. I've been spit on. I've been betrayed. I know how those feelings are. But may I say that if that's happened to you, let God help you. Get strength. And remember, it's not always just the occurrence. It's not the hit you take. It's how you respond to the hit. It's how you behave. It's how you act. You say, it's dark in my life. Keep moving forward. Don't go backward. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. He knows where he's going. You keep your eyes on him. Who here tonight would say, Pastor, I'm not saved. If I died today, I do not know for a fact I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. I need to be born again. Would you raise your hand? We'll pray for you. All right. Then, are there Christians here tonight that would say, Pastor, I have been knocked down. Hey, and it doesn't matter to me if you knocked you down, somebody else knocked you down. If it's an occurrence in life, it's just down. It's just down. But you'd say, preacher, not in an arrogant way, not in a cocky way. I want to be able to say within myself and to myself, according to the Scripture, I will arise. I will arise. Will you put your hand up and let God see it? I will arise. I've been knocked down, but I will arise. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being prideful. I'm getting up. I'm going forward. You may put your hands down. We're going to have an altar call. If you need this altar, hey, it might be that some of you just need to come and say, Lord, you know, it's dark. I can't see real well, but I'm going to keep my eyes on you. If you need to be saved, you come. Maybe you need to come and just pray for a few minutes and just say, okay, God, I'm bearing it. It's heavy. I'm bearing a load. But if you need me to bear it longer, I'll bear it. I know you will salvage me. I know you've promised me that I can get up and get going. Hey, I think there's some of you who you wondered in times past if you'd ever feel the blessing of God's hand on your life and your ministry again. But you're feeling it. You're feeling a part of it. Maybe you need to come and just say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. You took me from that dark spot and you brought me to the point where I have some hope and I have the possibility. I'm seeing God do things in my life. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need the altar, why don't you come? Come, Christian. Come, Christian teenager. Come, mom. Come, dad. Say, I got knocked down. Well, get up. Get up. God can use you. God will use you. He said, I'll fall, but I will look to the Lord. I will then wait on God. I will arise. I will bear the indignation. I'll take it. If God wants me to carry it for a day, I'll carry it. If God wants me to carry it for a week, okay. But you promised me, God, you'll bring me through this. And if I got to carry it for a month or 2 months, I'll carry it. Then I love it. It finally said in Micah chapter 7, verse number 9, I shall behold. He said, you know something? My enemy's going to look over, and I hope that they see that God salvaged me, just like those prophets in the book of Revelation. They were down, and they were throwing a party, but God got them up. And boy, did that surprise the world when we seen the resurrection of righteousness, and it again exalted. And I promise you, there'll come a day if you'll get back up and you just keep moving forward and you keep trying, God will use you. God will sustain you. Thank God that He gives us the confidence of I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Remember, you can make it if you take it. And I'm not glad if you say, I've been taking a beating in life. I am not glad. I do not want you to take a beating in life. Sometimes, if it's my choice, you'd never take that beating. But if you're taking a beating, you're going to have to just hang in there. As the piano continues to play, I'll read the scripture from Micah 7 to you again. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her. Thank God for that. You say, Pastor, do you think my enemy, do you think that they are going to ever see my rejuvenated success? I'm going to promise you something. If they don't see it clearly in this life, they will see it in the next life. You will get to experience that promise of God. Your enemy one day will say, they got up. God brought them through. One more time through the song, Rachel, you say why? Because I just like the song. And again, I look around this room and there are people that have been through a lot. Wow, a lot. Burdens, and I'm not talking about minor burdens. I'm talking about major hits in life. But you're moving forward. Keep it up. God's using a bunch of beat up people that have faith in God and let God rebuild them. Strengthen them. Amen. Thank you, Rachel. Have a seat real quickly, if you would, folks. And Mrs. Hollinger, if you can get decision and just the names real quick, and then we'll get the rest later. And Mrs. Susan Smith, one of our fine ladies, comes tonight, and she just says, I will keep getting up. Amen. And that's what it's all about, Susan. That's what it's all about. Brother Ronnie, when he was speaking at the men's prayer breakfast the other day, had mentioned something that I say often. The Bible says a just man falleth seven times but riseth up again. Basically, what that's teaching is every time you get knocked down, you just need to have a get up. You say, I got knocked down 100 times. All right, then you need 100 get ups. That's how you succeed in life. You say, I got knocked down hard. Then get up hard. So I got knocked down 5 times in one day, then get up 5 times in one day. That's how you succeed. You want to know how to fail? Get knocked down and stay. Just get knocked down and stay. God will get you up.